Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Live.
Good morning, everybody. We're back. We're live. Happy 2018.
Drive safely.
Oh, my God. Take it easy out there.
Hey, so I just heard that the heavy stuff's coming later.
Yes, I heard that,
and
too.
And it was heavy on my way in, so...
Yeah, it was pretty gentle. It was a gentle light rain on my way in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of puddles, but yeah, it's supposed to like pour. This afternoon is supposed to be really bad.
South Bay is already bad, and they say this isn't even the big stuff, so there's that. Anyway.
Take it extra easy.
How was your vacation?
So good.
Tell me everything.
I found out that I am so effing good at vacation.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm totally... I had it nailed.
You know what you're not good at?
What's
which
that?
I've been wanting to
write
no. you.
What do I do now?
You're not good at this, and I felt, you know, we do a show, so I have to wait for stuff instead of just calling you and going, what do you got against Laura Dern? Like, what is your problem?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Dern. I actually love Laura Dern.
You know what? That movie was so fun, and she was downright heroic. I don't know why. And you just rolled your eyes at me.
Listen, I'm not saying anything about Laura Dern. I'm just saying... Total miscast. Took me right out of the movie.
I didn't have a
stupid
problem with
costume.
That at all. No way. She was fine.
Oh my God.
She looked great. And she was
so dumb.
She's the biggest hero of the story.
For real.
For real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you that what I thought would be very unpopular about that movie.
I thought the movie had heart. Mm. I thought the movie was funny.
Uh-huh. Go on.
You didn't laugh in the beginning scene.
Listen. There are some funny moments. What I didn't appreciate was that they, like, everyone had to have their funny Han Solo line. Everyone had to have their Han Solo moment. I just felt like it was fine. It was fine.
Wow.
It was fun. Fun movie.
You're crazy. I liked it. Did you see it, Yuzi?
Oh, why aren't you guys on? You are on. Now you're extra on. How's
no,
that? All right.
I did not see it.
Oh, all right.
I'm not that.
I loved it.
Into a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And honestly, I haven't seen Star Wars since 1976.
Oh, you're saying you saw the first movie the one time and never saw any of the other?
76, 77, yeah.
Huh.
It was great.
Yeah.
And then I never went back to it. But I keep telling you guys, I'm not a science
fiction
kind of person at all. I'm just not.
Oh, man, I started a new sci-fi book.
What is it? People want to know, Sarah.
Oh, what
well,
is it?
It was a listener who recommended it. Oh. I don't want to say too much about it at all.
Well, what's the title?
It's called
you write it down.
We Are Legion, We Are Bob.
Oh, okay.
And someone recommended
it. I bought it already.
Oh, my
we
God,
are
Vinny.
Legion.
I bought it and didn't start it yet.
I started it Saturday night. I started it
who
Saturday
it
night. I don't know. Mm. Somebody.
Okay.
And there can't be too many books named We Are Legion, We Are Bob. It is great.
Good.
I am like power. I am more than halfway through it as of yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
And I had work to do yesterday.
You did?
Well, there's a couch that needs sitting bin. You know?
Oh.
What do you think? I got all day to go do other things and my poor couch is like, Sarah! Sarah, come and sit on me. Sarah. Yeah. Anyway.
Dennis E. Taylor looks like it's the author. And it looks there possibly is a movie coming out.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Maybe.
That'd be interesting.
When I first looked it up, it said movie.
Just funny. It's funny, and it's
good.
A really interesting concept. Like, have you ever considered, you ever hear about, you know, these uber-rich people that get their, they get cryogenically frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have their heads cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who famously did?
There's a baseball player.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But,
is it Ted Williams?
It
possibly,
might be.
Yeah.
But there have been other... you know, there's some arrangements that need to be made. You know, you've got to... Clearly, you're rich enough to do that. You've got a fortune that's going to need to be managed and come with you into the future. Imagine if the world totally changed for the worse while you were out.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? I mean, do you really think it's going to get so much better?
Sadly, these days, I do not, sir.
Have we been watching things get so very much better?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
No, we haven't. But anyway, that's it. It takes right off, and it's whew, really good.
All right,
we
good.
Are Legion. We are. If you like, now listen, Yuzette is not going to like this book.
Right.
She'd have no interest in it whatsoever.
I mean, I do like funny.
Yeah, we and it is funny. Maybe you should give it a try.
Or not.
I don't know.
I don't know. My couch is calling me as well.
I know.
Couches and my
are so
TVs,
great.
Turn me on. Turn
I know.
Me
turn
on,
me
baby.
On. You
yeah,
should really put me
know
on.
How to turn me on.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I do. This
Did
little
you catch
button
up
right
on
here.
A lot of tube over the vacation.
I actually watched the first three seasons of Breaking Bad.
Oh,
because they
boy,
did a marathon.
Boy.
Holy crap!
And that was interesting.
It's good.
It is good, but I want to see the other two seasons, which. I was watching A&E last night. They're like, oh, on the weekends. I'm like, what? Come on. I wanted to see the rest of it. Like, I was ready for the other two seasons.
That's not on Netflix
or
something?
It's got to be
but
on Netflix.
Other,
on demand.
Yeah, I don't
oh,
have
right.
Netflix or Amazon, Hulu, whatever, anything else. So, and then my DVD only recorded the first couple seasons.
Oh. Well, maybe they'll do another
so,
marathon.
Yeah, I got caught up on some stuff. I can't even remember what else, but yeah.
Not me. I checked out, actually. I didn't watch a lot of TV. We watched a lot of football. Obviously, that's huge
yeah.
at my house. But a Village came into town.
How was
we
that?
We partied our asses off for New Year's.
Yeah, you know, you weren't posting. I didn't see any pictures posted.
Flu. I didn't post much at all, did I?
No.
I didn't post at all.
You didn't
yeah.
post at all either.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I didn't
Nothing.
Do much, you know, so I didn't
yeah.
want
to.
So did you just get ripped every night or what?
Yeah, getting back to me being really good at vacation.
Uh-huh.
I discovered about myself, because this is really the first vacation, like 2 weeks of just
and
being
at my house.
And
you weren't traveling around
No
and stuff.
Place.
Yeah.
My one kid went to Boston.
The
youngest. So he went and had a ball with the with
he
John's side of the family.
I was thinking about him. He didn't run into
He got
any
back
weather
right
problems?
Before the storm mm. that was rocking the world.
The polar vortex. Yes.
Right. Yeah. The explosive bomb storm. I can't even remember what they were calling it.
Three
That's
different
it.
Things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he went and had a great time. And while he was gone, Village came in. Mm-hmm. Hung out with him. That was super fun. Did a really...
How is he these days?
It's good. He's living in Oklahoma City. Right
Wait.
Now, he does some.
What happened to Arizona, though?
Because he does this off-site. It's a long story.
Yeah, but
because of his job, he has to go to different places, and he's there for 3 months to 2 years at these places. So he's like, "Why am I continuing to pay my rent in Mesa, Sarah? I gotta get out of there. I want to put some stuff in storage."
So he stored all his stuff, and
yeah.
he's just carrying
and now
a
he
suitcase.
Basically lives in a like a. You know, inefficiency at a hotel.
Mm. Oh,
I know.
No.
But
like a residential no way to live.
Inn type
it's
of place.
Like a residential inn. I know. He doesn't love it, but I gotta do it. It's what I gotta do right
well,
now.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. So, and it's a great job. So, anyway, that's what he's up to.
That's all he needs. No,
it
he
is
has
only,
a whole
no,
family.
Totally.
The kitchen
no,
and
I mean, it's not ideal for, like, I'm reading, this morning I'm up at, well, actually, I was up at 1 because some alarm went off in my neighborhood, and they couldn't get it off.
Like a car alarm or
no,
a house alarm?
No, the high school near my house.
Oh, boy.
The alarm went off, and it went off for 2 hours straight.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, my God.
You have
you're
no
kidding
idea.
Me. Meanwhile, you couldn't even get to sleep last night anyway.
Anyway, yeah. And then I'm up.
Like, I give up.
With a baseball bat around the house, like, all right.
Oh, for God's
well,
sake.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I had to go explore and
oh,
find out what
you
the
did,
problem
Vinny.
Was.
Yeah.
So first I do that, and I realize it's not the neighbors, because there's a lady that lives near me that's alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you I don't, and the
I
lonely
know.
Neighbors.
Well, anyway, so I thought it was her
well,
house.
Well, let's check on her real quick.
Yes.
And I did. And meanwhile, I don't doubt she called the police on me, as I'm right. the one running around out there with a bat.
Oh, my God. There's a man with a bat. The moonlight is gleaming off his bald pate.
And then I do a check, and it's the high school, and I call the police, and I'm like, dude, what's the deal? The fire department's working on it.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. What time was it?
This was 1:30 in the morning, and it didn't turn off till 3 something. Anyway, where was I?
I don't know.
I forgot, too.
Something about last night.
Yeah, just about getting to sleep And you were talking about village and efficiency.
Oh, I was reading this morning in the news. They're talking about ways to solve this housing crisis in California. It is so bad. Mm. It's the biggest, one of the biggest issues this state is facing. And they're actually, I can't think of the guy's first name. Wiener is his last name.
Scott Wiener?
Course, I think so, yeah. Of course I remember that.
Well, yeah, Wiener.
Wiener. he's talking about how we need to put not skyscrapers, but multi-level apartment complexes near mass transit. Mm. Duh. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why this is something we need to discuss.
Right.
Start doing that because there's just no more room to spread out and put in.
We need hives.
Neighborhoods.
Stacks, you know? People. Right. They're coming.
Well, I feel like, right? Let's see, it would be Belmont San Carlos. They're building all kinds of sort of high-rise apartments right next to the train. You know, El Camino,
perfect.
Right
That's
next
it.
To the train. I don't even know. Hundreds of them are going up. But the rest of us are going, where are they all parking? I hope they're building parking, you know, underground or
well, I'm sure they've got to have some kind of parking accommodations. But it does scare people to see buildings like that go up in their neighborhood because they think, oh, God, the traffic is going to...
Well...
Double.
And that's one of the articles I was reading was there is a full on that not in my neighborhood, whatever those it's an acronym.
Right. Not in my backyard.
That's it. They're out there. They are out there stopping construction. They show up. They're organized and they show up and they make sure that no more housing. And it's like, well, OK, but you know, people, what the hell?
Yeah.
Grown-ups are having to, you know, three and four.
But it's true. Not in my backyard is a real thing. Like, you know, you think about it, you're like, oh, yeah, we should have that. Oh, no, here? No. No.
Yeah, somewhere else, but not here.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Hold on. You mean
there was an article
it's my backyard.
I printed out this morning, Vinny, that people are renting out their living rooms.
I'm telling you, it's the major story of 2018 for California.
Places
and,
to live.
Oh, back to village. Mm. So, I mean, I do think there are people who are going to have to realistically decide California's not for them.
Right.
It just
isn't. A lot
isn't.
Of people are,
Mm-hmm. Sad but true.
What's the point?
Well, if the point is it's great here.
It is. If
that, but, that is the point.
Unless you're living in someone's living room.
Right.
Yeah, your
then,
quality of living, I mean, versus...
Suckola.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the idea that you're waiting for our local government to save you, it's not.
I know.
They're going to, it'll take forever for them to get anything put through, especially with all the people who want to stop it. You know.
The NIMBY people.
The apartment buildings. Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the big stories I read this morning.
So Hooman went to Armenia and Bali.
I did, yeah, and I actually brought you guys back a gift, but I got everyone the same thing because that's kind of what I do.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, so, the T-shirts because I love my Hey Boss T-shirt from Korea. I freaking love that thing.
Oh, you do?
All the time.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen you guys wearing your Dubai T-shirt.
My Dubai T-shirt is too small.
It shrank. I wore it once.
I was fighting crime in my Dubai T-shirt this morning.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the high school that Yuzette and I ran at to
it
raise money?
It is okay. That high school. Oh, it's right near my house, and man, it went off for... I'm telling you, my neighbors are going, we live near that guy. Because it's the whole area was awake this morning.
I bet.
I just remember how...
good that they have a nice loud alarm in case anything does go down there.
I just remember how long it took to get there. Remember that, Yuzette?
Oh, yeah. It's
I was thinking of Vinny this morning as I was driving in, and I was, you know, it was stressful. There was a lot of traffic, and it was, you know, rainy
super
and crappy
wet.
Out. I thought about you, obviously, Yuzette. Yeah. It's tough for you. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm so glad that I'm not driving in from Santa Cruz.
You know what?
Right. Well, I took a ride in this morning.
Oh, did you? I wonder.
I heard that rain coming down. I woke up early just in case.
Yep.
And I heard that rain coming down. You know, check the weather app. It was raining in the city and every place from here to Redwood Shores. I was like, all right, I'm going to have to call
good
the guy.
For you. That's the right thing to do.
Yep. Yeah.
So Bali was incredible. I mean, Franti's resort is second to none.
Oh, man.
Armenia, not so much.
Your pictures look great.
Oh, thanks. Armenia, yeah. It's such a poor country, and it's just so difficult. the lack of education there is super high. The unemployment is through the roof. It's a poor country in the Middle East. And
there was one lady who spoke English that was at the church that he was at. And
you already had your debriefing last night.
We had dinner last night. We were starting that back up again for 2018. The Punisher is what we watched. Two thumbs up, man. I loved it. Who and I thought it was too violent. Anyway,
how many episodes did you get through?
One.
Just one. He only wanted to watch one. We watched the Golden Globes. We had to watch the Golden Globes.
It gets better.
Dude, okay, I loved it. I thought it was so really good.
I actually think it starts slow and then it gets really
good. We're trusting you.
Well, I finished it over the vacation
and
loved it.
So anyway, back to Franti's Resort. One thing about Bali.
Skip Armenia. It sounds awful.
What do you want to say?
Let me say to Hooman, at least someone around here posts. Thank you, Hooman.
Yes,
you're welcome.
But there was a picture because I follow Franti.
My feet on my couch.
There's a picture of him and his wife under a waterfall, and I thought, I bet you Hooman took that picture.
I kept wondering who took that picture.
Did you take that picture?
Well, that picture, so he owns that resort called Soulshine, and he did his staff retreat. We did a 22-mile bike ride, and I got to tag along, and the bike ride through, 22-mile bike ride. And it was so spectacularly beautiful. That volcano that's never going to erupt. I mean, we're pretty close to it.
We've been keeping an eye on that volcano for a month or two.
Well, was spouting some ash.
When?
A couple months ago.
Oh yeah, a couple months ago,
right.
But not super recently.
It was pretty recent. Like I looked at where Soulshine was. I looked at where the thing. Holy crap! That's
terrible. Thought you posted that the local hospital was taking people in.
Yeah, they had the government made them evacuate their 12,000 families that live right around the volcano, and we went to one of the places where they kind of opened it up for families that have nowhere to go. And
it just must not have been a thing while I was there. They must be over it because that slipped your mind.
Well, tourism was down like 40%, and I'm like, why? This is so magical.
Oh, in Bali.
In Bali.
Not Armenia.
There really is no tourism in Armenia.
It's rough. It's rough over there. But I will say this. When you're in Bali, you are in the middle of the jungle. I mean, there's every type of animal, all the butterflies, all the geckos,
bugs,
monkeys,
sloths.
I didn't see any sloths, but I know there are sloths there. I'll tell you something. There was every day there was a 2 or 3 hour merciless rainstorm, and it rained so hard and so powerfully. I'd be walking, by myself, and all of a sudden the clouds would start rolling in, and you'd hear the rumbling and be like, oh my God, I gotta find shelter. And you're ready. And so, I'd find a Chinese restaurant, I'd come diving in there, and I'll be like, hi, I'd like to get some fried rice and some Chinese tea. And they're like, no problem, sit down. I was the only one in there. But as I'm eating, a family of frogs would come walking through, and geckos.
As in, they're also trying to escape the rain?
They wanted Chinese food as well.
Yeah, everybody was
trying. Did you drop some rice down for them?
I didn't. Everyone was just seeking shelter at that point. Like, the rain was so intense.
That's weird. So where were you that you walked off the resort and there's a Chinese restaurant right outside the front gate? Like, why?
No, I was, I went to a church in Bali. Oh. So that I check out church over there. And, after the service, I was trying to get an Uber. And,
Uber's everywhere.
They have that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
But you had to get to some kind of a landmark.
When you say church, you mean they pray to Jesus there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's interesting because,
Jesus people?
Because Indonesia is mostly a
Muslim, right?
Yeah, it's a Muslim country, but Bali is Hindu.
Oh.
So it's this
But you found a, you managed to find, find a Christian,
Christian church.
Church,
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Reached out to some people and said, hey, when's the service? So, yeah, it was, if you guys can ever make it to Bali, I'll say this, it's worth the trip, but it was hands down the hardest place I've ever traveled to in my life in terms of getting there. Mm. It took forever to get there, it took forever to get out.
Did you see a lot of surfers on the planes?
I did see some surfers, yeah, and I couldn't help but think about you. I don't know if you've ever, figured out if you could travel anywhere. I don't know if Bali's on your list, but it seems to be a big destination for surfers.
It's on a dream list, but it's also, it would take up a whole vacation.
Just getting there and getting
right.
there.
Yeah, sounds I mean, that's, that way.
It's, well, what's your number one spot if you could travel anywhere to surf in the world?
I don't know.
You haven't thought about that?
Need to think. Well, it's in 2018. Let's get a list together.
Yeah, let's get a list together.
Right now, I don't feel like... There was a little while before we had a kid where I thought... Because I, you know, I took the missus to Nicaragua and we did a Mexico trip. And when we talked about the kid, I was like, we could travel the world. You don't have to do this. We do not have to do this.
Right. And what did she say?
She was like, well, I really want to do this. And there I am, her partner, going... So, you know, I mean, but I love the kids, so it's all good. But that's, so the trips thing has sort of just moved far into the back burner. Mm. I don't see a trip like Bali or the Mentawai or...
How about Bora Bora?
Australia.
I say that's
even
really
Australia.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, she's not going to be tiny forever. It goes fast, and you've got lots of help, grandmothers who are willing and, you know.
True.
And you should do... trips with your spouse. You should work on, because once your kid moves out, you're stuck together again. Like, you need to
stuck together again.
It's true. You need to maintain your relationship, you know, beyond the relationship that you have with your daughter. Like, you should go on surfing trips.
Yeah, they
all
shouldn't
around
be
the
only
world.
Thing you have in common, right?
It's right. That is absolutely 100% right, because you're left with them at the end of it.
Ooh.
Oh, our t-shirt.
I mean, yay.
Oh. Hard Rock Cafe Bali.
They've got a Hard Rock Cafe in Bali?
This was 400,000 whatever the currency is.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's $400,000.
What
enjoy
is that?
Everyone.
What is that RP?
What's RP? Rupees?
Well, I forgot the name of their currency, but everything was like hundreds of thousands of bucks. So
oh, God.
Anyway, I hope you guys like the coolness of this.
I love it.
But yeah, they have a Hard Rock. I didn't want to get you guys the cheesy t-shirts from their like cheesy area. So I looked around and I was like, wow, Hard Rock Cafe has cool t-shirts.
Nothing screams uncheesy like Hard Rock. So this is perfect. Thank you very much. Head. This is, yeah,
thank you.
This is wonderful. You know who needs t-shirts? Soulshine. That's what the t-shirt I would have wanted. You know,
they don't sell t-shirts at Soulshine.
They do, but I didn't love them.
Oh, so you wanted to get something you loved. Well, thank you very much, Human.
I hope
this is
see
wonderful.
You guys wearing those often.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Taking I will wear it often.
Them. Thank you.
The yeah. end. All right. It's 6:06. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We actually have a ton to get to today. A ton. Like, I'm not even, we're under it right now. So we'll get out, we'll start digging our way out. And Bryn has a funny story. I mean, it's all happening. Happy New Year. It's 2018.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.